Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. It's a vibrant portrait of America today. No passport required is a new series on PBS in cooperation with Eater, the most trusted voice in food and dining in the world, celebrating the wide-ranging diversity of immigrant traditions and cuisines woven into American food and culture. Each week, chef and host Marcus Samuelson visits a different American city to learn about how a particular immigrant community has influenced the area it now calls home. Marcus, an immigrant himself, was born in Ethiopia, raised in Sweden, now a celebrated chef, restaurateur, philanthropist, best-selling author, and resident of Harlem, the youngest chef to receive a 3-star review from the New York Times, named Best Chef New York City by the James Beard Foundation, regular guest on many TV shows, The Today Show, Top Chef, Iron Chef America, Chopped, and others, and in 2010, defeated 21 world-renowned chefs to win Bravo's Top Chef Masters show, numerous bestsellers, including the Red Rooster Cookbook, The Story of Food and Hustle in Harlem, and Marcus Off Duty, The Recipes I Cook at Home. Host and executive producer of No Passport Required, Tuesdays 9 Eastern Pacific on PBS, Marcus Samuelson with us on This Week in America. Marcus, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, I'm super excited that tonight we're launching No Passport Required, and what a journey we were on. We had a great time going to 6 cities, learning amazing things and great stories from these immigrants and how they stuck together and how they became American and also created their business and their life in America.
You know, this is such an important show, especially now, and it's about so much more than food and chefs. You give us a rare look into the immigrant community. We really learn something about culture. We learn something about people as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, first of all, unless you're Native American, I guess we're all immigrants to this country in some shape or form.
Exactly.
And we all brought something with us. You know, for me, I remember the day when I came to America was something I always aspired to, and to be able to do a show like this, to share part of my story, but a story that I share with so many other immigrants, and to be able to go to Detroit, and as we're doing tonight, and share the Arab-American journey, you know, and also showing how diverse that is in by itself, whether you're Lebanese-American and been here for 50 years, like Samir, or whether you come from a Syrian, or whether you're a Syrian refugee and just came here a couple of months ago. And so we're learning that, looking under the hood, that it's very different. Each story has its own journey and hardship, but all of them are super patriotic and very happy about becoming Americans. And we're learning about their food. We're learning about their culture. Next, we go to New Orleans and we'll learn about the Vietnamese American community, Chicago, and learn about the Mexican community. So this is a love letter to both America and its diversity.
It's interesting, through food, you're giving people a chance to humanize this conversation that often gets heated that we're having now in the country. It gives us a whole different perspective, doesn't it? When we actually see people and we're interested in their stories, we're interested in their culture, and suddenly we care about these people.
No, and I love when you say that. I mean, the humanization of this conversation is super important. It's not just numbers. It's not just hard talk, what happens at borders. These are people that sacrificed everything to come here. And when you've done that, your chances of working really hard and sticking together and going through, you know, what I learned from the Vietnamese community in New Orleans, for example, they came here after the war in Vietnam had ended in the mid-70s. And yet came to New Orleans and Houston because a lot of them were shrimpers, so they could work in the same profession here. And then through the hardship of Katrina and how they, you know, stuck together and battled during those times. And now if you go to New Orleans, of course it's world famous for its Creole food and for its Cajun cooking. But in Nola East, you have some of the best Vietnamese food in the world. And it's just, it's an inspirational story that we all can learn from and be inspired by. And it's a story of entrepreneurship. It's a story of American families.
What did this series do for you? And I say that you mentioned that you're somewhat surprised at what everyone went through. I read in an interview, you said, "I didn't think I realized the extent of the sacrifices some of these people made." What impact? I know the impact it's going to have on us, because suddenly it's going to take these blinders off and we're going to understand what's out there and the value of diversity in this country. From your standpoint, what did you take away from doing this series and all of the friendships that you made along the way?
Well, that's a great question. What I really took away is that, the stories that these families that we met are just some that they represent millions, right?
Yes.
And they represent the millions of hard to leave everything you know to go to a new country. It took you a long time to get to that point. And then to, jump through the hoops and going through several countries to get to this border, and then eventually to get in, you care so much about where you came from, and you care so much about where you're going. So this question of identity, who am I? Who are we as a family? Who am I as new Americans? These are questions that are you're on a lifelong journey. So food and music and family becomes these things that you can hold on to that are very, very sacred to you. And you want to share them. And when I was invited in home to a Arab American family or Mexican American family, it wasn't just the food that was presented to me. It really represented the journeys and their life sacrifices for getting here. So that makes you taste the food in a completely different way. You know, in Miami, we're going through the Haitian American community, and there's a soup called Soup Jumon, which is a pumpkin soup, but it's really the soup of independence. And it's something that Haitian families all over the country hold very, very sacred to them because it represents their journey of independence. And I think there's a lot of dishes like that and make me look at food very differently.
We're talking with world-renowned celebrity chef, restaurateur, best-selling author Marcus Samuelson, hosting No Passport Required on PBS Tuesday nights, 9 Eastern Pacific. It's interesting the power of food in bringing people together. If you went to a conference and you were meeting people from the immigrants from, let's say, from Syria, you'd learn something about them. But you learn so much more when the old saying, breaking bread, you really get to learn something about somebody when you're sitting there sharing food and conversation, don't you?
No, absolutely, and it's both humbling, but it's also inspiring because, I'm an immigrant to this country. I came to this country with not a lot of money, with a big dream. So this idea of dreaming big and believing in something, although times look tough at this very moment, I think it's very important, and hope is very, very important, and that's something that kept these families together. We're going to hear them. They're going to have different dialects, but they're very different. But I do think that as you go through this area, you can identify with them and say, hey, that's my neighbor. That could be us one day. And it's also going to make you look at ethnic restaurants very differently, because now when you go by a place that is Lebanese food, you're going to know a little bit more about it. You're going to know what that Vietnamese pho, that dish that you've heard of but maybe never tasted. Now you might, it opened up your curiosity. You might go in there, and you know what? Isn't that what life is all about, trying new things and being exposed to different things?
I mentioned that you're from Ethiopia. You wrap up the series in Washington, D.C., and outside of Ethiopia, the largest population of Ethiopians in the world. Talk about that, because that's interesting. We get to see some of the spiritual rituals that are closely connected with the cuisine. So as we go into some of these restaurants, ethnic restaurants, and we're eating, it's not just about the food. We learn about their culture because of what you're talking about on the series.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Ethiopian culture is very dear to my wife and myself. That's where we were born, and to be able to present it to America in a way. And we also talk about all the complexities and how being Ethiopian American is not monolithic. You can have very different experiences. We're meeting a musician that was a cab driver for 30 years, but he held on to the dream. And today, he's more popular than ever. But, while picking up customers at the airport, he was practicing on his keyboard and just holding on, like listening to stories like that. Young families that came in with very little means, but they knew how to make the injera bread, this bread that is so important to us. And then that led to them starting their own business. So, it's almost like Shark Tank all over again to an ethnic version.
Well, you mentioned food, and they were suddenly selling the food. You learned for so many people, food was their first entree into this country. In fact, a number of them have made a living out of selling food.
Yeah, I think that as immigrants, maybe college wasn't available, or maybe other learning methods weren't available at the time. But you knew what you knew from the old country, which was very often around food, whether that was baking bread or doing certain dishes. And that's also something you can sell first to your own community and then a couple of years later outside your community. So we see entrepreneurship and we see people supporting one another. And I think it tells a big story also about how open-minded Americans have been too, to being open to new culture, to different things.
You know, it's interesting in that first show when you're talking about Detroit, you meet a family of Syrian refugees in Dearborn, and you're sharing a home-cooked meal with them, and you talk about some of the misconceptions, and that's one thing the series is going to do is take some of this false narrative out there and do away with it once and for all. These are not dangerous people coming into this country to do harm.
No.
You're breaking down these stereotypes, aren't you?
Yeah, and I think that's super important that you know, we're all people, we're all humans, and we might pray to different people, and we might eat food that is spiced a little different, but at the end of the day, we have to humanize this conversation, and that's what we learn through different voices, different people, and I couldn't be more grateful to both PBS and to Vox, that and Eater, that really supports the show, that it creates a show like this, that it's not easy to do. It took us a year and a half to put this together, and couldn't be more proud today to launch it on PBS, and you can also follow it through Eater if that's your choice. And I think that's important to have different platforms, and so people can catch it. You know, a lot of people are traveling, a lot of people are on the go, but this gives us two options so people can catch it.
Yeah, the series can also be streamed at 9 Eastern on Tuesdays on PBS.org, the PBS Food No Passport Required site, PBS Mobile and OTT apps, and the local PBS member station websites as well, and at Eater. So a number of opportunities to watch the program. And again, I mentioned it's not just restaurant people you're dealing with. If somebody that's got a great recipe, chances are you're going to end up in their kitchen working with them and learning. You've got a deep curiosity, don't you, as to what makes their food special?
Well, I think, you know, restaurant is one way to experience food, and it's probably the most public way as we know it, but a lot of great cooks are not in restaurants. They're home cooks, or they have other different types of day jobs, but they're all connected and feel passionate about cooking. So whether you're an artist or musician, so we learn food to see food being cooked and developed and talked about and loved and cared about through so many different characters and personalities, and making them come alive. And I think that is what is really the core at immigrant culture. You know, like I said, great food is not always experienced in restaurants. As a matter of fact, probably most times not in restaurants.
A couple minutes left in the program. We're talking with Marcus Samuelson, host of No Passport Required on PBS, Tuesday nights at 9 Eastern Pacific. You're 23 years old. You're an immigrant. You come to the U.S. What was that experience like to get over this? I'm sure some trepidation as you're coming into this whole new country. What was that experience like for you? Because it didn't take you long where you really established yourself. You were living the American dream, and you did it very, very early on. What was that experience like at 23 when you come to the U.S.?
Well, my experience has been an amazing journey, and it was helped by a lot of people that mentored and supported me. So I realized that my experience is very unique. I was able to get a job. I was able to contribute right away. And New York and America has been incredible to me. And this is one of the reasons why I want to share and do this show, because as an immigrant, I think it's important that we speak up, but also share positive experiences that as I was lucky to have. I realized that mine was unique. A lot of people came as refugees and came on a much, much harder terms. And so that's something that, you know, America has been extremely good to me, and this is me and my wife's journey. But I also are extremely humbled by listening and hearing some of these stories that was not as easy, was much tougher than mine. And that's really what the show is about. It's a love letter to this country, to its diversity, and how hard we work together to come to this point.
We're talking with world-renowned celebrity chef, best-selling author Marcus Samuelson, the host of No Passport Required with Marcus Samuelson. It's on PBS Tuesday nights, 9 Eastern Pacific. Marcus, an excellent series. We really need a program like this now. Congratulations on this series. Thank you so much for sharing that with us on the program today.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.